Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, welcome to another Soundcheck podcast. It's our series of live in-studio performances, streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. I'm John Schaefer. The drummer, multi-instrumentalist, composer, improviser, and conductor Tyshawn Sorey is someone who doesn't just cross genre boundaries, he ignores them. His most recent album, called Pillars, is a three-hour excursion into conducted structural elements and in-the-moment music-making. Tyshawn has played with his own ensembles, he's played with contemporary classical groups, and today, he's playing with a new electroacoustic ensemble that, here in our studio, includes electric guitarist Brandon Ross, cornetist and effects player Graham Haynes, and on electronics, Val Genti. Tyshawn's behind his own somewhat unusually constructed drum kit. Let's see what happens in this live performance in our studio.
Experts agree that everyone is born with a gift. Experts agree that everyone is born with a gift. Born with a gift. Born with a gift. You have this gift. You have this gift. You have this gift. You have this. One of the secrets of learning English. One of the secrets of learning is to use your inborn talent. Let's just think for a moment how you learn a sound. How you learn a sound. Let's just think for a minute. How you learn a sound. You learn by listening. You began to imitate those sounds. Sergeant. began to imitate those sounds. And then suddenly became associated in your mind. And then suddenly became associated in your mind with objects you saw, with objects you saw, and with emotions you felt, and with emotions, and with emotions you felt. With emotions, and with emotions, and with emotions, and with emotions you felt. You were beginning to understand.
Find yourself on the Philippines, the perfect way to
to develop their inborn ability simply by listening to records or tape. By listening to records or tape. Wait a minute. Just listen.
That is a live performance in our studio from the Taishan Sori Electroacoustic Ensemble. Taishan himself behind the drum kit. Val Genti playing electronics. She provided all of the vocal samples that you heard. Graham Haynes playing the cornet and effects. And Brandon Ross on electric guitar and more effects. And Taishan, first of all, thank you. That was amazing.
Thank you.
There is a fifth member of this ensemble, right?
That's right.
High Priest?
High Priest, yes.
From Antipop Consortium.
That's right.
So this band, you've done so much work with contemporary classical ensembles. The last time we spoke was in Cincinnati. You were conducting the Crash Ensemble in some of your works. Obviously, you've got the trio and the sextet that work in more of a modernist jazz vein. How much electronic stuff have you done?
I have done a great deal of electronic work since my coming into the scene, pretty much so. But I've never really had much of an opportunity to really integrate that into some of my own work. I mean, I'm mostly an acoustic kind of composer and performer and that kind of thing. But I've always enjoyed interacting with electronics ever since my tenure with Butch Morris, which was when that all started, back in the early 2000s, like around 2000, 2001, which is actually where I've met both Graham and Brandon, actually during that time.
In Butch Morris's orchestra.
That's right. Yeah. Yes, in New York.
The late Butch Morris, a real pioneer in conducted improvisation. What just happened here? This is not the trio or the sextet. This is a new ensemble. It doesn't have the library of themes and gestures that some of your other bands have to draw on. So was this all in the moment?
Yep. All of what we do is spontaneously done by all of the members of the ensemble. And I never have any kind of set idea in terms of what we should do. I mean, I trust all of these improvisers enough and everything. They all think very compositionally anyway, so, you know, there's not much for me to really say. So, you know, I'm just honored to be working with all of them and to be able to share that same sense of trust, you know, between all of us. So that's what makes it all exciting, you know, is the level of trust that everyone has in this group.
Well, in a sense, the composition took place when you picked the musicians.
Right, exactly, exactly. That's a big part of it, yeah. Indeed.
People who are watching will be wondering about the big drum.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It looks like a snare on steroids. What is that?
So this is a 28-inch gong snare made by the A&F Drum Company, who are based in Austin, Texas. And it's one of the most beautiful instruments of theirs that I've ever heard, and only a few exist worldwide. So this is one of maybe, I'd say, about maybe five or six different drums that exist. Mostly film directors have a lot of these drums. I mean, I've never seen this drum in performance before. So it's nice to break it out in a context, you know, where I'm able to use this in a real way, you know, which works for me.
Well, now, part one of Pillars, the latest record,
right,
begins with a 3-minute drum roll. Is that on one of these instruments?
Oh, no. This is on a standard,
okay.
Standard snare drum. Yeah.
All right.
Standard size.
This is by no means a standard snare.
Right, yep.
Are there bigger ones?
They can make bigger ones, for sure. They can make pretty much anything you want, and I have some super crazy ideas that I'd like to run by them, so hopefully they'll be down to do some of these things that I'm interested in making. Like, I'm very much interested in big drums and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because it makes me play in a very different way than I play normally and everything, and, well, and largely the... This context is mostly kind of a loud sort of a context anyway, so this drum is perfect for that, you know, so.
Well, yeah. Before we went on mic, when you were all done line checking and stuff, Brandon just pointed at it and said, Taishan, man, that drum.
Yeah.
And that's all he needed to say.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, a lot of people, you know, like, I've been playing these drums out. Not this particular drum. Yeah. This is the first time I'm playing it out. But a lot of the drums made by this company, I've been playing it out, you know, more and more, like, you know, when in performances in New York and that kind of thing. And a lot of people have a lot to say about these instruments. I mean, because they have such a unique sound and character to them that is unlike anything else that I've played. So I'm honored to be playing these instruments, these wonderful instruments.
Well, and I'm honored that you guys all came in. I will point out that I'm saying Taishan Sori just to be consistent with what most other people say.
That's
and
right.
The way I've pronounced it over the years. But at home you say...
Sori. Some of us say Sori, some of us say Sori, some of us We don't really think about that at all.
Okay.
You know, but yeah, that's how that goes.
All right. Well, Tyshawn, it's great to see you again, and congratulations on the new record, on Pillars, and on the new ensemble.
Thanks so
much.
Sounds
great.
Thank you very much.
This is Soundcheck. That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Check us out at newsounds.org for other performances, in-studio videos, gig alerts, weekly music roundups, and more. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. Our video producer is Justin Sergi. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.